All right, let's get to it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, my man wants to play follow the leader. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been living together for 3 months. He prides himself on being the man of the house, and he enjoys paying all of the bills. I handle all of my personal bills, and I buy the groceries. Shortly after we moved in together, he started flexing and setting rules, saying he needed to run his household in this way. We have a 1-year-old child, and he said that it's my responsibility to drop the child off and pick her up from daycare. He wants me to come home right after work so that I can have dinner ready when he gets home. He said that the baby should be bathed and ready for bed at a decent hour each night so that he can have me all to himself before bedtime. He also expects to have a tidy house before we leave for work each day, each morning, and he expects me to make up the bed daily, even if he is the last one out of it. I couldn't agree to any of this foolery. I told him that we're partners and we should share in everything we do, like cooking, cleaning, and taking care of our child. He told me that if that's the case, then I need to share in paying half of our bills. I was so outdone. I cook, clean, and take care of our child because I am a good woman and a nurturer, not because he tells me to. We moved in together to save money so we can plan a wedding. But I am glad this controlling behavior came out before he asked me to marry him. My male best friend says that I am going to end up messing up a good thing over something that's very petty. So what do you think? Should I follow the leader? Please advise. Wow, we're in 2019, right?
Yeah.
Not in the 1950s or anything like that, right? Because that's where he's from, it sounds like. You're right, he's very controlling. Listen, just because a man pays all the bills at home, that doesn't make him a dictator. That does not make that. A real man would pay the bills and help out, okay? And you pay your personal bills. You buy the groceries. You buy the groceries. You cook. You clean. I'm sure you have to clean up after that because he doesn't sound like a man who does any kind of housework or thinks it's an insult to him to do such things. You have to drop the baby off at daycare, pick her up. What does he do? What does he do besides bark orders? I don't see anything else he does besides pay the bills. And I'm with you. I couldn't agree to any of this tomfoolery either. I love a freshly made bed when I come home from work and all of that. But it doesn't mean that I have to do it or, you know, Nestor doesn't put a gun in my head and make me make up the bed. We just, whoever gets out of the bed last makes up the bed. That could be me. That could be him. Yep. Whoever gets out of bed. So, yeah, he's controlling. He sounds like he has some sort of chip on his shoulder, too. Why can't he bathe the baby? Plenty of fathers out here bathe their own babies. Plenty of them.
Absolutely.
Put them to bed. Tell them bedtime stories. Sing to them whatever they have to do. Those are called good fathers, not controlling fathers. I agree with you. You guys should share. Don't listen to your best friend. You're going to mess up a good thing over something that's very petty. This is not petty. And let me tell you something. When you do get married, it is those little things that come back up to haunt you. I think that, no, you should not follow the leader. You guys should set ground rules on sharing, and that's it. If he's not agreeing to that, he's not the one, okay? He's not the one. He's too controlling. Junior?
Yeah, this see, now I see why my grandmother used to say these type of things. My grandmother used to say this, and I love my grandmother, Lord rest her soul, but she gone. But Wilma Branch used to say, you don't give husband privileges to boyfriends.
That's right.
Whoa.
And, that's right.
And now I see why.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give husband privileges to boyfriends. See, what you asking for is a commitment every day to cooking, cleaning, mm-hmm. bathing the baby, putting the baby to bed so you can have me. See, you don't have no ring for that.
That's right.
You're not committed to that. And then you need to also let him know that you have a father.
Yep.
You have a father. That's not your daddy. And then this is the crazy part. All this is after 3 months.
Just 3 months.
This 90 days.
They have a child together, or she has one by herself, because he's not helping at all.
But that's 90 days.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what a year look like?
She better not marry
him. Or 2 years look like?
I know.
I mean, I tell you what, also, Let's see how he really feel after if you lock the cookie up then.
Oh.
Wow. Ooh.
Then it's going to be, baby, I get the baby.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, I got the bed.
Right.
Hey, you just go to work. I got this kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is craziness. Right.
That's all I have to tell you is just don't give husband privileges to boyfriends. That's
right.
It.
I like it, Junior.
That is it.
Jay?
That's very good. Okay, what he needs to do is make sure when the time she gets home, mm-hmm. he has to have a did it attitude.
A what
you
attitude?
Know, baby, I like to make love. Well, I did it. Well, I got to, did it. I got to fit the baby, did it. I got to make the bed, did it. Got to wash the clothes, it's done. I got to, did it. Everything is did. Mm-hmm. It's the best loving you can get is when you help the loving out because you don't
want tired-ass
loving. Oh, my God, you do not want tired loving. Oh, it is the worst. You want rested loving, okay? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
help out.
Tired loving is not funny. You take it, but you really don't. Ah.
Subject, my man wants to play follow the leader. A woman wrote in. She and her boyfriend have moved in together. They've been living together for 3 months or 90 days, as Junior says. And the woman says that the man prides himself on being the man of the house. He enjoys paying all the bills. Enjoys paying all of the bills. But after they moved in, shortly after that, he started flexing and bossing her around and becoming a dictator. He's controlling. He wants her to cook. He wants her to clean. He wants her to take the baby to daycare, pick the baby up from daycare. He doesn't want to share in any of the responsibilities. He doesn't even want to make his own bed up, okay? All he says he's doing is paying the bills. She says no. She's not signing up for any of this foolishness. She thinks they should share in the responsibilities. And he's like, okay, if that's the case, then you need to pay half the bills. She's saying, I do these things because I'm this child's mother and I'm a good person, a good woman, and I'm a nurturer. Not because you're making me or you think you're controlling me. None of that. So she talked to her best male friend about it. He told her to be quiet because she could mess up a good thing and she's being petty.
What do men know?
Yeah. We don't think you're being petty at all, okay? Go with your gut. You know this is wrong of him to do this. All right. We heard from Jay. We heard from, part one from Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, let me just tell you, there's nothing, a lot of ladies will tell you this, there's nothing more sexier than wash dishes that are already put up and dried off. Nothing. Clean, what? Kitchen clean? I mean, empty the trash, sweep the trash up, dry the dishes. There's nothing more sexier than picking stuff up off the damn floor. Talk about turn on, boy. The loving you gonna get when you pick something up off the floor.
All right, come on, nephew.
No booty if you don't pick up half the duty. That's how it's going. If I got to get this baby from daycare, guess what? Ding, 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 ding. No booty. Okay? If I got to cook every single night when we come home, guess what? Ding, 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 ding. No booty. If I got to go to daycare in the morning and daycare in the evening, ding, 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 no booty. That's right. Now, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to make life a little easier for me. I'm going to buy 50 TV dinners and put them in the freezer. And that's what we going to be eating since I got to cook every single night.
Yeah.
No booty, no duty. That's all. That's all I got to say.
Now,
no booty,
now
no
Tommy,
duty.
You're married, of course. I mean, let's be honest here. You help out. You definitely help out around.
Yeah. I think I probably cook. Well, I like to cook, so I probably cook more than she does mm-hmm. when I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But last one, we have this rule. You said it earlier, Shirley. Last one out the bed makes up the bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So that's fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
You know, and then, of course, if I can, mm-hmm. I'm excited to go pick up my kids from school.
Oh, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
I'm excited to go pick them up. So I'm never against that.
Because you always gone. So you get to go down there.
You get to spend time with them.
Especially the conversation with me and Jordan, my 8-year-old.
Yeah.
To have a conversation with him just one-on-one, oh, my God, amazing, hilarious.
And Jay, you've been married before.
I've been married a couple times, and I had one problem. Okay, a lot. I just had one problem when I was married. I had a lot because one was me. But when you watch the I'm just, ladies, when you wash things out in the sink, we don't sometimes know what the hell that is, okay? Mm-hmm. We see it floating there. We don't know exactly what those things are. So if you're going to do that, wash them, drop, and hang them up. It's kind of scary when you walk in and they're in there.
Like a bra or something?
It could be. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's that 24-hour bra. That's what he talking about.
I'm just saying.
But you did help out when you were married. You helped out around the house. This guy in the letter needs to learn the phrase, happy wife, happy life, because she is miserable right now with you and all of your rules. And
Come straight home from work.
Yeah. Who are you?
You're like,
come on.
Man, my mama loved to test them theories.
Oh, what?
He wouldn't come home for days.
Yeah, this is craziness right here. Just plain craziness. She says she does this because she's a good woman and a nurturer,
but she's gonna get tired of that.
I think he's young and he doesn't get it. That's what I think.
Yeah, he don't know.
He's young and he doesn't get it.
You think he's young? He sounds so old to me.
And he definitely ain't gonna get it. That's for damn sure.
He sounds so old school, like he needs to run his household in his way.
I mean, this sounds like Mr. from The Color Purple.
Exactly. He sounds old school to me.
Better not catch you messing around with it.
Yeah,
you
come on, Mister.
You can't check the mail.
That's what
you can't do nothing,
like. Mister.
Yeah.
So you can't cook, you can't clean, you can't make up the bed, and you can't pick up your own baby. This is their child together. This is not just her baby.
Right.
This is their child together. But she's completely and totally responsible for that.
Oh,
yeah. Man. You're ridiculous,
it's
sir.
90 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just stupid, dude.
All right, listen, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.